I take my text from the hymn of Compline of the Little Office of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin. Through thee may we come to the haven of rest and see heaven's King in the courts of the blessed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This office of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin is a sort of a miniature office, and it was in the former times said by many faithful, notably by the children of Mary, both privately and at their meetings. Saint Alphonsus Rodriguez, the great Spanish Jesuit lay brother, said this little office daily for 40 years and greatly helped to popularize it. It is one of those many pious devotions which the Church presents us that we may pay tribute to our Heavenly King through His Mother. When you are arriving to church to worship and to receive our Lord, you have really come to the haven of rest. In my home country, there was once a little town called Viipuri, and that town had a most beautiful and tranquil park. And that park had a perfect French name to describe it. It was called Mon Repos, which translates as my rest. Now that park is no more. 70 years ago, it was captured by Russians, who have utterly destroyed everything beautiful in that once lovely small town. And although in so many places of the repose of our Lord have been destroyed too, today, here at our 40 hours, we truly have our place of rest. And how shall we render our thanks to our King of His presence? How can we show our gratitude of this haven of rest? We should, and we will do that by praying and thanking His Holy Mother, because it is truly through her we have arrived here. One of the many great examples of showing gratitude for Christ's presence through Mary was given by the great reformer of Franciscan Poor Clares, Saint Colette, when she was still a small child. She had been placed under the care of the Blessed Virgin from her birth. She followed her mother, Margaret, to the Mass every day, and since she, under the legislation of that time, was too young to communicate, the highlight of the week of Saint Colette was when she watched her mother receive Holy Communion. As soon as Margaret returned to her place in the church, little Colette would approach and kneel as close to her as she could. She later explained that at such times she felt as if a scent of great sweetness drew her towards her mother, and she knelt there to enjoy it. When Mass was over, Margaret used to pray before the altars of the church and before holy pictures of Our Lady before she went home with her daughter. Saint Colette always followed her mother in these devotions, kneeling by her side and praying with her. That is an example of a faithful, devoted child of Our Lady. And like little Colette, we should always approach Our Lady as our mother and as close as we can get to her. But even in this haven of rest of ours, never should we forget those who are out in the darkness. The devout clients of Mary have been set in the foremost rank the devotion of choosing her as their mother, and they renew frequently with filial affection their self-dedication to her. But how many are out there who do not do this? It is as Our Lady cries each one of them, "Son, why hast thou done so to us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." One of the many new things I have discovered here in America is the seemingly endless list of missing children, like the ads you see at the bulletin board of the local store. Pictures of lost children, deeply missed by their parents, begging for any notices about the whereabouts of their loved ones. While Catholics, those who will reside in the courts of the blessed, do give praise to Our Lady by the churches, the altars, sacred images, festival days, and with the greatest solemn celebrations, the missing infidels, on the other hand, by all their many blasphemies and calumnies, tear her apart, push her away, and downcast her with all their strength. They banish away from their churches the images of the Virgin Mother of God. They despise the feast days ordered in her honor, and even accuse and condemn the devotees of Mary of impious superstition, even idolatry. So even though I always like to cure some of my homesickness by visiting homeland, the visits get yearly more and more difficult because you see on the streets nothing but these missing souls. But take your average day in the city here in America, and things do not look much better either. And here's what we must constantly discipline ourselves, that we would not abandon them into their errors. Each and every one of those strayed souls is pictured in the seemingly endless photo album of missing persons. Each one has his photograph in a placard held by Our Lady with the text, "Missing a son," or "Missing a daughter, last time seen in a temple of false religion, in a sports arena, in front of a TV or a computer screen. If you see him, if you see her, please contact his mother by saying a rosary for him." For we all have the privilege to be called children of Mary, and we show that by all these different devotions in her honor, but also by spreading this devotion among friends and our family. So acceptable is this care to the Blessed Virgin that she herself recommended it to the saint of today, Saint Bridget of Sweden, saying, "Strive, Bridget, that thy children may also be children of mine." And we show to our mother that we are good sons and daughters by preparing ourselves devoutly for her festivals, or all the festivals we are about to communicate. In before times, people used to, on the eve of solemnity, prepare themselves by some fast or bodily affliction more rigorous than usual. Again, Our Lady is the most perfect example of making a good Holy Communion. Long ago, Father Jean-Jacques Ollier, the great revival of Catholic faith in France, and a fierce opponent of Jansenism, in order to offer us the most perfect model of Holy Communion, had an exquisite picture drawn representing Saint John communicating our Blessed Lady, saying the words, "Behold thy Son." In this picture is often found this legend: the adopted son restores to his mother her own son. And Mary, her eyes lowered and attentively fixed upon the host, seems to be entirely absorbed in Jesus. This is how we, who are all adopted sons and daughters of Our Lady, should prepare ourselves to see our King. And we have so clear signs of the pleasure which Blessed Virgin takes in such prayers that we should say every day the Rosary, or at least the 5 decades. It has been the custom throughout the centuries that the courts of the just have called Mary dearest mother, thus expressing a tender and childlike love to her. For what is the part of a missing child who does not remember his mother? He is truly missing from the altar of God's elect or the court of the blessed. His life has gone to waste, so much so that he might as well say, in the words of Holy Job in his despair, "Let the day perish wherein I was born. Let that day be turned into darkness. Let not God regard it from above, and let not the light shine upon it." If God himself, the greatest good, has always honored the Most Holy Virgin as the spouse of his greatly beloved only born Son, then what will be the part of those missing who abandon that love? Truly has the devil persecuted her most fiercely and hatefully, as we can read from the book of Apocalypse, because she gave Savior to the world. For this reason, the faithful of Christ, as the true children of God, have always venerated the Virgin Mother of God, the highest work of God's creation, with a special devotion and with the most pious cult. Never let any more a single day pass without speaking to your mother through the devout prayer of the Holy Rosary. For if you forget to show your love to her in the midst of the world's businesses, Our Lady's words in the 5th joyful mystery change to another sorrowful mystery: "Son, why hast thou done so to us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." Wouldn't you much rather hear these comforting words: "Son, behold your mother"? For those are the words you will hear when you will take your place in the heavenly court of the blessed. As often as you receive Holy Communion, remember to approach Mary as close and as tight as you possibly can. Right here, you can take care of your father's business and truly call this place today the haven of my rest. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.